At this time, we have permits, projects over $500,000 with no objection with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Watkinson, will you be handling that?
Yes, sir, Mr. Commissioner, I will.
Do you solemnly swear the testimony you give today would be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, help you God?
I do.
Proceed, please.
Good morning, Commissioner and associate members. Before I read the page two items this morning, I want to take a moment to recognize one of our environmental engineers who will be leaving us for another job next week. Ms. Rachel Peabody has been offered a leadership position with the Elizabeth River Project. Rachel's on the call today, and you're going to hear from her a little bit later on a couple projects she has handled. Rachel's been with us for 6 years. She's been an outstanding representative for the agency, an outstanding employee. She's going to be greatly missed. And I want to say that I really will miss her, what I call can-do attitude. And along with the rest of our staff, want to wish her well in her new position. I'd like to say that, like a lot of the employees who come with and work with us but leave to take other jobs, that we basically have another disciple out there outside the agency who understands what we're about and I think helps out the cause of the Marine Resource Commission and management of our important marine resources. So with that, I'd like to thank Rachel for the great work she's done for us, and I just wanted to let the agency know about this, or the commission know about this. She will be leaving us next week for her new job. So thank you, Commissioner.
Well, thank you. And on behalf of the commission, I'd like to thank Rachel for all she's done for the commission. She has certainly been a goodwill ambassador for us. Her work has been impeccable, and I wish her well in her new endeavor. So, Rachel, thank you so very much. We'll be hearing from you shortly, but again, on behalf of the commission, we thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Commissioner.
Proceed, please. Yep, proceed.
We have two so-called page two items on our agenda today. These are projects over $500,000 in project costs requiring commission authorization for approval. We've subjected these to our public interest review, and there are no objections. We received no objections from our adverse comments from other agencies. So item 2A, Pulaski County Public Service Authority, request authorization to hydraulically dredge approximately 3,500 cubic yards of state-owned submerged lands within a 103-foot by 48-foot basin to achieve a depth of minus 12 feet in the vicinity of the water intake in Cherry Tree Creek, and that's a tributary to Clater Lake in Pulaski County. Item 2B, the Living River Restoration Trust, request authorization to conduct a sediment contaminate remediation project for the reduction of polychlorinated biphenyls, or PCBs, within Paradise Creek by mechanically dredging approximately 7,100 cubic yards of material and replacing it with clean sand and granular activated carbon, and to amend existing subaqueous bottoms by placing granulated activated carbon on the surface within an 11.58-acre area, and this is in the city of Portsmouth. I'll be happy to try and answer any questions that you might have.
Thank you, Mr. Watkinson. Are there any questions by members of the commission?
Yes.
Mr. Ballard?
Mr. Ballard, just curious about the use of activated carbon within the subaqueous bottom for the remediation of PCBs, and whether that's been done a lot or whether this is experimental, just more curious than anything.
My understanding is it's not a totally new concept. I don't know the extent to which it's been used. To be honest with you, the activated carbon, I understand it more or less binds with the contaminants and takes it sort of out of the system, and that's the basic reason for that. Rachel has been handling this project, and I don't know if she has any more detail to add to your question.
Ms. Peabody?
Yes. Dave Kupski, who is the project manager for the Living Roof Restoration Trust, is here. Yep. Specifically, I had a feeling that question would come up, so he has a little bit of information, if you don't mind him speaking up.
He's good. He's off mute.
Rachel, Commissioner Bowman, may I ask a question to include in Mr. Kupski's potential response?
Yes, please.
Just one follow-up question within that answer. Would that carbon be removed or remain in the system? So I'm assuming that may be covered, but just wanted to clarify.
All right. The gentleman's going to speak. Would you identify yourself, please?
There he is.
Can you hear me?
I can. State your name, please.
Very good. My name is Dave Kupski. I'm representing the Elizabeth River Project.
All right, sir. Do you solemnly swear the testament you give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Proceed, please.
Thank you for the question, gentlemen and commissioners. The activated carbon, like Mr. Watkins said, is a material that absorbs. It's a sponge-like material, if you want to get a picture in your head, and it absorbs organic molecules like PCBs and PAHs, which are present in the Elizabeth River. It is a fairly new technology. It's been around for about 10 years. There's a very interesting project up in Delaware near Lake. If you went to Google near Lake, you could see a project that is going to take place much like what happened in Paradise Creek. The activated carbon is spread on the surface at a very thin layer, probably an eighth of an inch or so, so it really doesn't change the bathymetry. It absorbs the PCBs from the pore water, and what that does is that makes a more improved benthic environment, and it eliminates the PCBs from then migrating into the surface water where they're taken up by fish in their fatty tissue. This carbon will remain in the environment once it's placed. It should last for decades, and what tests have shown, both field scale and pilot test, is that it has the ability to reduce the PCB and pH concentrations in the pore water by 80 to 90% within the first year.
Any further questions of the gentleman, Mr. Ballard or Ms. Everett?
Not for me. Thank you.
Mr. Ballard?
No, I appreciate the response.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you, sir, for the response. Are there any further questions by members of the commission? This is a public hearing. Is anyone online wish to be heard? The lines will be unmuted at this time. If you wish to be heard, identify yourself. There being none, the matter is before the commission.
Page 2 items.
Thank you, Mr. Tankard. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Further discussion? Mr. France?
Aye.
Mr. Tankard?
Aye.
Mr. Zedrin?
Aye.
Dr. Neal?
Aye.
Mr. Ballard?
Aye.
Mr. Minor? Mr. Minor?
Try him again.
Mr. Minor? Ms. Lusk?
Aye.
Ms. Everett?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Recalling Mr. Minor.
Struggling with his mute. I'm unmuting him. He's remuting himself. Yep. He bumped himself off. He must be having connection issues.
Okay. We'll check with Mr. Minor later again. He's having some connection issues on this motion, but motion passes.